produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Thank you for joining Morning Glory near and far. It's Morning Glory, and I'm your host, Cynthia. My prayer is that our bodies will be strengthened, our spirit encouraged, and inspired to walk in the fullness of God's plan over your life. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. He is the one who has made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and in his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. As we celebrate this morning, remember that we can stand on God's morning glory, that he will continue to stand by us regardless of our circumstances. I would like to share something with you. When we are seeking the face of God and his plan over our life, we must seek him early when there are no distractions and no other thoughts can entertain our mind, including the first cup of morning Joe, you know, the coffee and checking the emails, anything that can take away our early morning devotions. Just remember, put God first in everything you do, your life, your family, your business, in your community, everywhere you step your foot, put God first. This morning, as we exercise our minds and our thoughts, as we go into the devotions, I want you to focus on praise and worship so that the favor of our Lord, our God, will rest on you and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands, especially as God takes the time out to mold us, shape us until we think like him. Romans tells us, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true proper worship. Let me remind you again, it says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our true proper worship. So do not conform to the patterns of this world, what the world has to offer you and what you see and enticed and temptation. We want to be reminded that our minds have to be transformed by the renewing of it so that we will be able to test and approve that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God wants us to cast our cares on Him, be connected to Him 100% with a sincere and joyful heart, full of love and compassion, so we can experience the fullness of the earth. And I know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all of the fullness of God. Our God is able. Again, our God, He is able. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Again, our God, He is able to do whatever you call out in the Son, Jesus' name. God, He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We are not able to see each other or touch each other, but we're able to hear each other through the Spirit, through our cries and our prayers, our petitions, and our decrees that we lift up to the Lord. So I declare and decree in the name of Jesus that God wants us to be made whole. He wants you to be made whole and prosper in good health. He wants us to be in good health. He is expecting our prayers and our petitions to bombard. He wants it to bombard and to shake heaven's doors for a supernatural move to take place. You know God, He moves in the heavenly realms and He opens doors for us. So we want God to blow a fresh wind, a mighty wind of healing over our bodies. I most certainly want to feel the healing hand of God moving all over me from my hands down to my toes. And I believe that you want that too. You want to experience a supernatural healing of God. So just take a moment and know that God is on our side, that we can stand and we can walk in His favor. So just call out healing for whatever disease it is that's roaming or trying to attack your body or claiming your body in any way. Just claim it that the chains have been broken, that the disease has no authority over you or in your body or over you and your family's body, your loved ones, your neighbors, your friends. In fact, we ask God to canopy the whole world, begin to bring His healing hand and flush out this coronavirus, this COVID-19 that's coming in and putting our people that were strong, making them weak. God, we ask, Father, in the name of Jesus, that it will flee, Lord God, that you will cast it out, Lord God. But Father, first we just speak it out of our mouths, on our tongue, where we carry life and death. We speak life and we speak nothing but life. We should not let death have no dominion over any of our words. So we call out those who have heart disease. If you have heart disease, I ask that you lift up your hands right now in the name of Jesus and you speak directly to the Lord. If you have high cholesterol, I ask that you speak now. Don't hold your tongue back. Shout out with the loud voice. Those who have colon cancer or breast cancer, I say right now in the name of Jesus, touch them in the area, Lord God, where the colon and the breast cancer is trying to take residence in, Lord God, and rheumatoid arthritis, every ache and every pain, we ask that God would take his fingers and manipulate it around each bone structure. And we thank you, Lord God, right now, Lord God, for you are amazing. You are a beautiful God. And we thank you, Lord God. Any type of mental illness, substance abuse, we call it out, even spinal stenosis, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord God. We cry out to you, Lord God. So go ahead right now. Make a joyful noise to the Lord. Make a cry out right now during morning glory to the Lord. And serve the Lord with gladness. You see, our God, he is the potter and we are the clay. We are most certainly a masterpiece. He's not finished with us. We know that we are going through a process each and every day, that it takes time for us to get into the knowing of who we are and the power that we have. But it is now time to start speaking truth over ourselves and speaking it with power and standing on power. So lift up your hands, O ye people, and reach up your hands high to the heavens above, and pour your heart out to God. As one of us would say to each other, get ready, get ready, get ready, from one of our TV pastors, T.D. Jakes would say, get ready, get ready, get ready. So I say, get ready, and let's take a ride down Morning Glory Lane and give God glory for his goodness and his mercy, because he is more than worthy to be praised. And we honor him with our bodies, and we ask for him to reign over our lives, and we claim victory is ours, knowing that God will meet all of your needs according to the riches and the glory of Jesus Christ. You call on your Jehovah Rapha this morning, your Jehovah Nisi this morning. Call on him. Let this morning bring us the word of God's unfailing love, for we must put our trust in God with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but in all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. You see, my birthday just passed on August the 29th, and I was blessed to even blink or open an eye or even have breath in my body. But see, God blessed me with another birthday, God's day, the day he made, the day he spun and made me in his likeness and in his image. He gave me another day. And I say, as the scripture says in Psalms 25:5, give me and guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are my God. My hope is in you all day long. You see, we must have our hope in God all day long and pray in the Spirit all day long. You see, your lips don't have to move to pray in the Spirit. You can pray in the inner man and let it have that sway inside of you and lead you down the path to be delighted in the word of God, so you will be able to magnify him at any cost and at any circumstances. Psalms 119:35, lead me in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Psalms 86:11-12, teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your fullness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. I will praise you, Lord my God, with all my heart. I will glorify your name forever. Psalms 57:7-10, it says, my heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples, for great is in us your love reaching to the heavens, your faithfulness reaches to the sky. So great is thy faithfulness. Great is thou faithfulness, morning to morning. Great is thou faithfulness. Oh God, we thank you because you are great and mighty, magnificent, extraordinary, phenomenal, majestic God. God, we thank you, Lord God, for your royalty, Lord God, that reigns all, Lord God, across, Lord God, our lips, Lord God, that we're able to speak, Lord God, to you, Father, through an abundance of life that you have put in us, Lord God, that our breath, Lord God, is able, Father, to come out and spray itself, Lord God, all across, Lord God, the green grass that you place under our feet, Lord God. And then, Father, we ask, Lord God, as we breathe and we speak, Lord God, that your heavenly golden tears, Lord God, will fall down afresh on us, Lord God. And God, it will renew, Lord God, our skin, and it will renew our mind, our seeing, our hearing, our smell, Lord God. All of our senses, Lord God, will be renewed, so it will bring us more understanding how to get closer to you, Lord God. See, God, the songwriter said, for your glory, I will do anything just to see you and behold you as my King. And then let's worship him, adore him, and magnify his name. For we serve a great God that moves heaven and earth. Lord God, you are a way maker, a strong tower. You are a peacemaker. Lord God, you are a healer. So we just give you praise. Thank you for listening to Morning Glory. Remember, God created every day that when we wake up, we should raise our hands, lift up our voice, even if we just take a deep breath and just look up at how the skies have been correlated together, how every cloud is positioned in the right spot, how every leaf is dangling on the branches, how the water and the waves flow, and how the fresh water stays still, and how the birds chirp. We should just look at those little things and not worry about materialistic things that we want to have, but look at the things that we can do to uplift the kingdom and glorify God and draw every man, boy, woman, and girl to him. So God, we ask that our bodies will work in the full capacity so that we can be servers and serve you, Lord God, and bring and usher your people into your presence so that we may be filled and filled, Lord God, with your word, your truth, your understanding, so that we will be enlightened with your wisdom and embrace you wholeheartedly and just hug you all through the day continually and not wanting to let you go, but just panting as the deer by the still waters wanted to take a drink of life every second that we can. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord God. God, we thank you because we're striving for excellence, to be excellent in what we do for you. So thank you for Morning Glory. Thank you for Josie Inspiration Radio. Thank you for Kayla Padgett Finding My Way. Thank you for Clara for being there and operating everything accordingly to make sure it's smooth. Thank you, Lord, for everyone that's connected to see that this word of God is dispersed all over the earth. So I thank you all for tuning in to Morning Glory. Again, I'm Cynthia, your host. And I thank you for listening and wanting to see God make a miraculous move in your life. Because we're living in supernatural times when God, he wants to shake us up. So let God shake you and let him do something new. And don't be afraid. Be encouraged. Be enlightened. Be inspired to walk in the fullness of God's plan over your life. And as you're walking, remember to celebrate every day and share the good news and the gospel, who God is. And if you would like to share your testimony or just connect with me, share a praise report, or give me some encouraging words, you can go to my Facebook page, Cynthia Thomas Reston, or you can find me on Instagram also.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.